This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to What's On Your Mind Thursday edition, 12th of November already. Scott Hennin is out. Leon Francis is sitting in. We'll be here till the couple hours of, and there's plenty to talk about today. Brought to you by our friends at Comforting Angels Home Care, offices in West Fargo, North Dakota, and Holly, Minnesota. Comforting Angels are here for you, helping hands and caring hearts. If you want to help mom and dad, grandma, grandpa stay at home, and stay at home with dignity and respect and with people that truly care and are going to help them. Anything from running an errand, picking up some meds, to live in, cooking, cleaning, anything you need, go to dngangels.com. dngangels.com. Again, offices in West Fargo and Holly, Minnesota. Call them at 701-715-8233. My man Leon Francis sitting in for Scott Hennin today. Welcome back, my friend.
I'm here till you kick me out.
Good to see you.
Good deal. I'm on with my buddy Reese Hopkins from Reese on the Radio. We had a conversation last night, and if you want to join the conversation, ask any question you want. Right now we're talking about the political atmosphere of America. 1-800-228-0550. That number gets you on the air and into the conversation. I got to give credit where credit's due, Kevin and Reese. We did not target a key demographic this time around, and I fought Trump for this. I mean, he did not go after that key 120-year-old, 170-year-old demographic.
We
lost that.
I see where you're
going. We lost that demographic by huge margins.
The headstone demo.
Yeah, the headstone demo.
Hold on now. I'm going to disagree with you. I'm going to disagree with you because he did target that. If you remember the town hall with Savannah Guthrie on NBC, he did. I remember this. Donald Trump talked about how he was the greatest president for African Americans since Abraham Lincoln. And some of that key demographic was around during their time.
I see what you did there, man. I see what you did there, man. Oh, man. To kind of go back to the conversation we were having before, you know, the top of the hour here. So we're out there. You're saying that we got to be active. We can't be just keyboard warriors anymore. We got to be out having conversations, converting people. And my argument, my pushback on that is I thought that's what we were doing. I mean, I got a mic out in Bismarck, and I'm, like, talking to 400 people. And I really do believe one of those whack job BLM girls might have had a change of heart. I could see it in her eyes. But, you know, we grew Trump's base by large percentages. What, 70 million people? That's massive. And you can't overcome that unless you start printing more ballots. It's like the Federal Reserve. You know, they need more money, so they print some more. So, you know what I'm saying? That seems to be a growing strategy in our government right now is if you need it, just print some more. There you go. So
do I believe that we need a counter protest, so to speak? In other words, a counter protest to what we saw with BLM and Antifa. I do partially agree with that. I do understand that there's going to be a million MAGA march that's coming up.
Ooh.
If it hasn't already, but now when I heard that, there were two things that ran through my mind. One, that's significant. Two, Louis Farrakhan is going to be calling every lawyer about copyright infringement.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
But I thought that's a good start. I think that a rally like that will get enough attention from enough media, maybe not from your CNNs, maybe not from your MSNBCs, but to see people out there doing that kind of protest correctly would make would make a mark. Now, this one is going to be controversial, and I don't say this to be controversial, but I'm saying this because I'm sure that people will understand. Okay?
Okay.
But there has to be a degree, a small degree, of a Selma moment for the conservative movement.
Right, exactly.
Amen.
You get what I'm saying?
Right.
There has to be a Selma moment for the conservative movement. You know, people keep saying that we're talking about fighting for the heart and soul of America. Well, guess what? The true heart and soul of America is individual liberty. You know,
right.
Conservatism. Yep. Capitalism, bringing more people out of poverty than ever before. That message of uniting a country to make sure that everyone is prosperous has to be put literally out in the world for everyone to see. Not an angry mob, not a bunch of people shouting other people down, people peacefully walking in a protest, trying to fight for every American's God-given right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And if that message can stay just on that, not about fighting our enemies or our political enemies or arguing or shouting them down, just peacefully protesting for the soul of this nation and what it stands for, what our founders promised each and every one of us, if we can pull that off in a million MAGA march, or something even equivalent to that, I think that would make a hell of a statement that people would see that what we're being portrayed as on a regular basis in mainstream media is actually a farce. And I believe that that can happen. I just think it needs to be organized well. It may be a tall order, but I believe it can happen.
Talking to Reese Hopkins, who's the internet radio host, Reese on the Radio. You'll find him at WAC FM. I love the website, W-A-C-K, WACFM.com. Reese, I've been talking about with all the vote. I want to get your two cents on this. I believe that this has been going on for decades in certain cities, in certain counties, in certain states, longer than others. You look at a state like California, New York, etc., where this is well established. Mm-hmm. The infrastructure for the cheating is well in place. So we just say, oh, those states just vote Democrat. They just, you know. Meanwhile, the conservatives in California, their neighborhoods are burning. Their gas is $5 a gallon. They can't afford anything, the lifestyle that they used to be able to afford, no problem. But then, don't you think that this has, number one, been going on for years? It's so much more than dead people voting. And the states that they had to target, you mentioned earlier, this was a must win. We cannot let him get in again.
Yep.
They targeted these states, obviously, where they knew they were vulnerable. Don't you think?
Oh, without a doubt, these places were targeted because these are, believe it or not, and people aren't talking about this, we're looking at cities across the country where we believe that this fraud took place, where usually we see low voter turnout in essence, right? Where they don't get the person they want. With the exception of the election of Barack Obama, we know that in presidential elections, when, you know, let's say the inner city sees two old white men running, that turnout doesn't happen at all. And the Democrats had a plan. And it was twofold. There's not just the fraud, but the whole idea of the mail-in vote was to cut out the middleman. And the middleman here was transportation to the poll. Look, we don't get a lot of people who turn up in the poll in the inner city.
In the big cities.
So if we cut out the transportation, the quote unquote disenfranchisement, you know, the people who can't get to the polls because they don't have transportation or they don't have cars or they can't ride the bus or they don't know where the polling place is, we'll bring the polling place to your door.
And that's why this thing was ballot later.
Exactly. The objective was to get the ballots to the hands of the people, even if they didn't want it. Get it into their hands so that we can bump those numbers up. And look, we saw numbers of 64% to 65% of the mail-in vote came for Democrats. I mean, went for Joe Biden.
Yeah.
I mean, we're talking about a 95 million mail-in votes. What was the number in 2016 of votes? We got Hillary Clinton with 65 and Donald Trump with 62 million. Right? That's 130, 140 million people. We had 95 million people mail-in ballot. That's two-thirds of what we saw in 2016.
This shouldn't surprise anybody, I'm going to say, because Democrats never do the math. They never, ever, 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 you know what I'm saying? They never, they didn't do the math on this. Wait a minute, what if we put in more Ballast Center's people? That don't matter, go ahead, fill them out. Keep filling them out.
This is what we need. We need 100,000. And I've been talking about that aspect of it for a while. This is a known thing. Everyone knew that this is a decade-long long con, you know?
And then, that's what I'm saying, man. This goes back to the 30s.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Some tech, you know, small districts, small towns.
You remember Ballot 13?
That was the Lyndon B. Johnson thing.
Yeah, you know, absolutely. I need more ballots. You know, you give me that box over there, and you dump them in, and, you know, we're good to go. But what I'm saying is this. You know, Trump, they're in there. They're fighting these legal challenges. I think that sometimes we kind of get caught up in the small ball. I think the big get would be to uncover the massive fraud that has been going on for the music means
Lord,
that we
yes.
got to kind of wind it down. But hey, Reese, you got one more segment in
you. Yes,
good deal. We'll be right back. Reese on the radio and Leon Francis, Kevin Flynn, 1-800-228-0550 gets you on air in the conversation. We'll be right back.
Your family's been making memories in your childhood home for many years. It's no wonder your parents don't want to leave the home they love. Continuing to live at home is possible when you partner with Northland Pace Senior Care Services. Northland Pace makes it possible for your senior loved ones to live at home safely for longer by providing the care they need. All health care, rehab, social work services, and more. Start your next chapter by calling Northland Pace. Located throughout North Dakota and online at northlandpace.com.
Cattle Women and Men, the Independent Beef Association of North Dakota, invites you to bring your neighbors and your family Saturday, November 21st to the Ramada in Bismarck to discuss issues regarding the cattle industry. Featured speakers include RCAF USA Executive Secretary Bill Bullard, State Veterinarian Dr. Susan Keller, Dave Wright, and Eugene Grainer. Enjoy U.S. Steaks, a raffle, and silent auction while Jeff Earhart provides entertainment. Register at iBand.org and invite a fellow producer to join us. See iBand.org for details.
Jeff is back from Collins & Kroc. So, Jeff, what makes Collins & Kroc different than the other financial advisors that are out there?
We can really tell our client's story.
What do you mean by that?
We sit down, we learn about what's most important to you and your family, your job. What do you want to do with the rest of your life? After we do all that and figure out what's important to you, then we develop an investment strategy to meet those goals and objectives. Most advisors want to tell their story and how great they are. We want to hear about how great our clients are. The more we learn about our clients and what's their story, the more we can help them. At Collins & Kroc, we want to know your story.
Call the advisors at Collins & Kroc today and tell them your story. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kroc is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Service Advisors, Inc. 300 NP Avenue, downtown Fargo, Suite 108. Call Collins & Kroc at 701-235-0119.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What's on your mind? We're so happy and glad that you are. Leon Francis is sitting in for Scotty today. Brought to you by our friends at PetroServe USA. Every time Scott goes through these, it makes me hungry. Now I'm going to make myself hungry. It's Thursday. If you're at exit 292 on I-94 at Valley City, pulled pork and French dip sandwiches. I had one there.
Yeah.
Was out scouting some hunting land earlier this year. We stopped in. They had was on a Thursday. Had the French dip. Phenomenal.
Phenomenal.
And PetroServe, you don't think that from a... from a gas station convenience store, full-on kitchens.
When you're done, I'm going to tell you my pick.
Harwood has a meatloaf dinner today. West Main Avenue in Fargo has the scallop potatoes and ham. And 12th Avenue serving up Swedish meatballs. They always do the weekly specials, the daily specials. They have that 4 for $4 going on all the time. There's tons of stuff going on. They got the salted nut rolls and Jack Links on special, lots of jerky and different things, and 20-ounce Pepsi products in November, 99 cents. PetroServe USA. Tell them the What's On Your Mind crew sent you. What were you going to say?
I love PetroServe, man. And the one off of 29th and 12th. That one.
Yep.
I walk in there.
12th Avenue North, yep.
Yep. I belly up to the bar, so to speak, and they already know what I want. I want a breast. I want a thigh. I want fries.
Chicken.
And
awesome.
Yeah. Oh, God. I want and fries grits. And green beans with gravy over everything. And I get that. When I walk in there, they start making it. They start making the plate, man. It is phenomenal.
Well, I got to give a shout-out. My trip home goes into Minnesota. I go through Glendon, Minnesota, where there's one, and their roasted chicken's phenomenal. But we never talk about Glendon, but they got it, too. They got their specials going every day, too. So.
You got to work that in, man. You know something else you got to work in? The pallets of ballots. Sometime during this show, you got to work that in. Clean it up a little bit.
I have to do some edits on the song. Yes, there's a new song out, Todd, called Pallets of Ballots that a young independent country artist
That's
recorded.
Awesome.
And I've got to edit it in a couple of spots because, you know, not appropriate for air quite yet. But we're going to have that before we get out of here today. We are chatting with Reese Hopkins from Reese on the Radio. You can find him online, Reese on Radio on Twitter. That's his handle. Or at WACK FM, WACKFM is the handles on Twitter. Reese Hopkins, having a great time. I'm so glad I met you, man, and discovered through Leon what you got going on, man. I'm a fan already.
I'm telling you, 7 a.m.? Weekdays, you want to be on his
7 p.m.
7 p.m. Yeah, that would have been bad.
Yeah, 7 p.m. Eastern time. That's all right.
Yeah, 7 p.m. Eastern time. You want to get on, and I'll throw up I think I have the link on my Facebook page. But, yeah, man, it's a great conversation. Reese is he's a brilliant dude, man. He's talked me off the ledge a couple of times. I have to call him, and be like, hey, brother. Things are going sideways, and then Reese is like, all right, calm down, sit down. That sort of thing. 1-800-228-0550 if you want to ask me or Reese or Kevin Flynn or Todd the Radio Deity. You remember I said I'm not doing the whole God thing, man. But just call in.
Wait, radio
you're not
deity.
Doing the God thing? I didn't know you're
I can't, man. I can't. My mom would grab my ear and pull me through the door. I can't do that.
Oh, gee, I'm not claiming any superiority. It's just a rhyming name.
Well, deity is pretty good.
Yeah.
We can't get into that conversation now, but because yesterday it turned into, what it turned into. But
we do not want to tick off Mama. Keep Mama happy.
All right. Let's get back to some common sense and Reese Hopkins. 1-800-228-0550. I think Tracy had called in for the tickets. If you're still listening out there, call in again. I'm sorry. I missed that earlier. So, all right.
We got an email that directed what we were talking about, Reese, from James. He says, what about the media? Do you think would ever give a Trump march the time of day on any network? Good question.
Well, remember, right now, it's not like we don't have an outlet. We do have One America News. We do have Newsmax. And we've just got to wean ourselves off of traditional media. We know that that's over. We've got to be disciplined now. You know, there's got to be a discipline. Now, look, I do understand that to some degree there's going to be some echo chamber there. It's only going to be people who support Trump who are going to be going to those places. But remember, the other network, Fox News being that network, has got to sort of feel what it's like to lose its audience. It's been dominant for over 20 years for conservative media. We're talking about ratings-wise. It's been taking over, CNN and MSNBC for a decade now, if not more.
No doubt.
Those other networks now are here now. We got One America News. We have Newsmax. Until those people decide that they're going to, fall into place and follow the order of the day, we do have those outlets, and we need to make sure that they're prominent you know, in the places that it is that we go. And we can't really be relying on the media to show our message. Like I said, it's not just the media's job, it's also our jobs. Because remember, what do we say about America? Okay, America is for the people, by the people. That's what our government's for the people and by the people. So therefore, we all have skin in the game. We've got a responsibility out there as well. We can't just sit by and complain anymore. That's over. We know that everything it is that we touch today is tainted with some sort of liberal bias. And we feel as though we are, you know, finally, in other words, somebody's shushing us or somebody's shutting us up. Well, we have Parler now. Parler may be a small entity now, but guess what? It's our responsibility to make it grow in social media. Newsmax is smaller than Fox News. We got to make it grow. One American News is smaller than Fox News. We got to make it grow. It's our responsibility to do those things. We've got to do the work now. Now it's up to us. Donald Trump did it for us for three quarter years. He did the work that we were cheering him on to do. Yep. Well, now everything's at stake, and now it's our job.
You sit back and you think about how they demonize Trump. You know, he's a bigot. That was their big thing. You know, he's racist. He's divisive. He's this. He's that. And like you got guys like me and Candace Owens and Larry Elders, Reese Hopkins. You know, the black conservatives. We're speaking out. We're saying, you know, what needs to be said. And we absolutely have to combat the liberal media bias, and I'm happy to see that a lot of folks are doing that. I mean, Parler, we crashed their servers, you know, leaving Facebook and Twitter like a couple days ago.
I saw numbers that were just
unbelievable. They are massive,
yeah,
massive.
Millions.
And then you look at Fox, they're losing big time. I mean, they are losing their subscriber base. I'm not subscribed to that anymore. I'm done. I mean, if we're watching Kaylee McEnany, and then you got Neil Cavuto cutting away from her I can't. You used the word last night, Orwellian, and that is that is spot on, man. You were spot on last night because that's what it is. It's newspeak. That's what it is.
Well, if I may, it's something real, real quick that I need somebody to understand. When you hear, and I say this to the entire audience, everybody listening to me, there's a new buzzword out there. It's called unfounded, right? That's the new buzzword, right? Back in 2004, it used to be quagmire. But now it's unfounded. The news media loves the word unfounded.
Right.
Well, guess what, folks? When you look at your TV and a reporter says these claims are unfounded, you look back at that TV and you yell at it like you're watching a football game and your team's down 7 points. Go out there and find out if it's true.
Yeah.
It's your job to find out if it's true. Don't tell me it's unfounded. Tell me that you went, looked it up, and found out that it's not true. Not it's unfounded. It's your job to do that.
Especially when you're given the fact and they still come back with it. Reese Hopkins, Reese on the radio, common sense, man. There
great
you
to
go.
Meet you, man.
We'll be right back right after this break.
Thank you, man.
It's time to visit your Northern Region New Holland dealer to see the latest over 100 horsepower tractors from New Holland. They use leading edge EcoBlue high ESCR engine technology for increased power, torque, and fuel efficiency, as well as Tier 4B emissions compliance. That's New Holland Smart. Choose from T7, Genesis T8, and T9 series tractors up to 620 rated horsepower. Explore the power of blue today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
Energy is a large part of North Dakota's economic foundation, and all of the above energy policy provides our state the greatest economic opportunity. We can have it all if we all work together. Revenue from wind energy helps keep property taxes in check, main streets alive, small schools vibrant, roads maintained, and funds emergency services and our veterans. Wind energy is good for landowners, good for jobs, good for business, and good for North Dakota. More wind energy development can help make North Dakota the energy basket of America.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Trump on Wednesday endorsed Republican National Committee Chair Rona McDaniel to stay on in her position.
That Democrats spent a lot of time talking about how much they despise our president, but we heard very little about their actual policies.
With 72 million votes, Trump said that's the most votes any sitting president has received in U.S. history. The number of Americans filing new claims for unemployment benefits fell to a seven-month low last week, but the pace of decline has slowed and further improvement could be limited by more government lockdowns. Thursday's Labor Department numbers tell us initial claims for state unemployment benefits totaled 709,000 for the week ending November 7th, as compared to 757,000 in the prior week. Tropical Storm Eta over Florida right now continues to break up and should pose only minor problems for the Sunshine State. USA Radio News.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
This is What's on Your Mind, brought to you by our friends at the Tioga Chamber of Commerce, proud to sponsor programming on What's on Your Mind. Active Community offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Farm Fest, Pumpkin Fest going on. They have a vibrant downtown going on Main Street, brand new community center with new library, indoor play area, outdoor skating rink, ice rink going on. Tioga's average yearly household income over $73,000 a year supports nearly 140 area businesses. And they welcome new businesses and industries with plenty of active community groups that support the business environment. My trucker, a buddy of mine, moved to Tioga about a year ago. Loves it out there. He's a big Montana guy, though. Likes going over to Montana.
Yeah, I got to get out there. I got to get out there and just kind of get a lay of the land.
Find out more at TiogaND.org. That's TiogaND.org. Leon Francis sitting in for Scott Hennon today. This is What's on Your Mind.
This is What's on Your Mind. A big thank you to Reese Hopkins. Reese on the radio. Seriously, 7 p.m.
Thank you for that, by the way.
Yeah.
For turning me on to Reese. I had not heard about him.
You gotta yep. Tune in. That's a bright brother right there, man. 1-800-228-0550. Gets you on air and into the conversation. Later on, we're gonna be talking with, Chris Berg, my good friend. And you would think that Chris Berg would be immune from the Twitter Nazis and whatnot, but he is not.
Oh,
so.
Not even. If president isn't, how could Chris Berg be?
Well, yeah. Absolutely. Michael out in Tioga, what's on your mind this morning?
Hey, Leon, Todd, all the gang. Just want to let you all know that I couldn't help but laugh under my breath when I heard you all earlier speaking about raising up OAN and Newsmax and those types of media outlets that are available to us now, because I got to tell you, Fox News, I'm done with them. They can take Juan Williams and Chris Wallace and a few more of them and stuff them in a closet somewhere, and that would make my day.
When they got Donna Brazile on, I was like, what are you guys thinking? What are you thinking, dude? I couldn't believe it. And then you started noticing little things, and I think Reese told me that he noticed it like sooner than I did. But you just notice little things that it seems out of place on Fox News, and now they just hard left, and I think they're testing us. I really do. Yeah. Outside of like Tucker. Yeah. And Sean, obviously. I mean, who do you have over there?
And then you look at why, though. I mean, Rupert Murdoch was the chairman. I mean, now Lackland and his brother and the wives are involved with this thing, and they're all, you know, they're all on the liberal side.
And I believe that it is those liberal women that has their... And I want to ask this question. What is it with these liberal women, man, and their influence? When we were at that rally in Bismarck, seriously, you got the BLM dudes there, but they're, like, hanging way back. I mean, they're, like, all the way back. They don't want to be seen. They're just kind of there to protect their women. But the women they came right into a mix of 400 flag-wielding patriots and just started going off, calling names and hitting people with signs. And the men are like, oh, my God, come on, please. This is why I can't take you anywhere. But that seems to be a running theme in this country. Like, you go to YouTube and you're watching all these little teeny bopper liberal women in their cars screaming and crying and doing all kinds of weird, crazy things. And I don't know. It's enough to cook your noodle. It is enough to cook your noodle. And I believe that they have, I'll just say, they have those boys' giblets in their purse. I'll say that.
Right.
Thank you, Michael.
Thanks, Mike.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mike.
All right, let's go to Lee in Fargo. Lee wanted to talk about, I'm assuming the results. It says Georgia. Assuming the results in Georgia now, they're going to redo the recount. What's up, Lee?
Well, yeah, I moved here from Los Angeles recently, and a lot of my friends of color. Thank you. I love it here. I'm free. But my friends of color back in L.A., a lot of them were telling me they're moving to Georgia, and I'm like, why? You know, and it just seemed, anyway, I love Georgia. I used to live in Atlanta. But now I think I've heard that people were moving to Georgia just to vote and then leave.
Being pushed to scary. Do that. That is.
Yeah.
And so now, when we're talking about that whole migration thing, on its face, I hate the idea that people will move from, like, California or some of these blue states that have gone to absolute crap and then move to a red state or a red-leaning state.
And vote how they did in California.
And vote for the same policies that will just decimate the economy there. But I have also heard this rumor that because of the recount, and I think they have two runoffs there also, right? You got people that are going to go there, register to vote, lie about where they live, and because of the laws that the Democrats have in place now for that are basically security on our voting process, they roll those back, so they'll be able to do that. And
to be clear, they won't be able to do that now after the election. They would be able to do that in the midterms coming up. But.
No.
Well, they can't cast a vote after the election's
done.
Well,
not for this election.
Right,
I'm talking about for the run. Yeah,
yep.
But that is scary because we need GA. We need that because those two seats there dictate the power in the House. I mean, if even one of those seats go to a Democrat, and I can't remember the guy's name, but if even one of those seats goes to a Democrat and, God forbid, this whole election process stands and Joe Biden is the president, then we got Kamala Harris as the tiebreaker. How do you think that's going to break?
Oh, man.
That's going to be horrible. It's going to be horrible. And I didn't mean to get you down, but Lee, you got anything else on your mind?
Well, I thought it was unusual that Heidi Heitkamp put the Trump store on blast on Twitter.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she put it out there, she's making fun of the Trump shop, and I'm like, well, what the heck did they ever do to her?
I didn't see that. I got to research that a little bit.
Heidi Heitkamp, and it's thousands of likes, too, on it. So.
All right, Lee, thanks, man.
And hey, Lee.
He's gone.
Okay. Well, I was going to give him one of the Three Lions pubs, man.
Call back, Lee.
Call back in, and you got
the trigger there, huh, Kevin?
Yeah, he is. It's like, dump.
Wow. We got lined up. We got Chris. Yes. Chris is on the road, has a question for Leon.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call. Leon, I just want to say you did a great job speaking at the rally this weekend. But I want to know, as a black man, what goes through your mind when you have the platform
at a Republican event and you got some white lady yelling at you, Black Lives Matter. You handled it great. You gave a great response. I just wonder what goes through your mind while that's occurring.
Well, I'll tell you exactly what goes through my mind. I have to like literally calm myself down because it's like I said at that rally. So they're like, Black Lives Matter, blah, 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 this and that. And I'm like, Blue Lives Matter. And do you want to know why? I know why Blue Lives Matter. Do you know why? Blue Lives Matter because we call those guys into our neighborhoods to take out the trash that BLM has murals for. I mean, it's like George Floyd pistol whipped a pregnant woman and robbed her house. He is a bad person.
Well, you're clearly racist.
Right. He is a horrible person, and I'm supposed to demonize the guys that we call to come into that hostile environment and take that guy out, and I'm supposed to be upset that he resisted arrest and swallowed a speedball of methamphetamine and cocaine and died. I'm supposed to be upset. I don't think so. Give me an example of a regular person going about their regular life, not involved in any criminal activity, that the cops just went in and slapped them and shot them. That doesn't happen. You got the rapist down there in Missouri that did his thing and got shot for his trouble. He was a horrible guy. He was a guy that we need to get out of our community, and that's what we pay the police to do. So for someone to say, you know, Black Lives Matter, and they're booing when I say, you know, Blue Lives Matter. You know, there's a, how do I say it? Go fornicate yourself.
It's good one. Yeah. That works just fine.
Yeah, you can miss me with all that because it's like I told her, I'm black. I grew up in these neighborhoods. You can't tell me anything. You blue-eyed, blonde-haired, hippie chick. You smell like patchouli and cannabis, so you need to leave. Get out of my face. And when little baby Black Lives Matter, those tiny little 10-week-old baby feet, when their lives matter, when my conservative black life matters, when my conservative voice matters, then we can have a discussion. But I am the black in that Black Lives Matter. You're going to listen to me. You're not going to yell at me. You're not going to shove your sign in my face. You're not going to call me the C word. You're not going to call me Uncle Tom, even though I proudly wear that moniker. So I'm going to calm down, Kevin.
I'm going to breathe, man.
I'm going to breathe, bro.
I mean, knowing what you know and the intelligence level you have, I can't imagine having to deal with that.
Yeah.
From your seat. Because from my seat, it's beyond the pale.
It is.
It's mind-boggling. But yeah, you got it right in your face, and they still aren't listening.
No.
Still don't care.
But again, a bright note, I think that younger girl at that rally may have, I think I may have sparked something in it. It's something I saw in her eyes.
That's what I'm hoping every time.
And I'm hoping that she does some research when she goes home. That older chick, she's a lost cause.
One of the greatest things that I hear is from Candace Owens. One of the biggest things she gets, the reward she gets out of, is seeing the light come on.
Yep.
Seeing the eyes open up. Seeing the awakening. The true awakening happen.
Right.
The people she talks with and deals with in the inner city.
Hey, Chris, anything else on your mind?
Yeah, I was just going to say, the irony of the whole situation is when that scuffle broke out and you were like, there's a baby here, that was her granddaughter. That's how much Black Lives Matter to her, that she was willing to accept her granddaughter to a fight at that rally.
Yeah, and I was trying to protect that kid, you know? Yeah.
Wow.
Why would you bring a baby right down in the mix? There are 400 patriots there, and thank you, Chris. Thanks for coming to the rally. Thanks for standing up for what's right, and thanks for calling in today, man. But
thank you.
You think about just that. You got this tiny little baby there, and you got 400 patriots again, and then you're in the middle of those people,
and you can't
hitting
calm
them
down.
With yeah, signs.
You're that angry.
Yeah.
You're that angry.
It's unreal, unreal.
Anger dominates the day, depending on the day.
1-800-228-0550. We're going to calm down, but we'll be right back right after this break with Chris Berg.
You may be calming down. Speak for yourself.
Yeah, I know. Chris
I'm
Berg
just getting
coming up
started.
After this.
There you go. ND Flagpole. Jim, the ND Flagpole guy's coming up next.
At the University of Mary, we're truly military-friendly. Our special admissions team has years of real-world military experience, so we know just how to support your advancement every step of the way. We offer scholarships, credit for prior learning, and make sure you and your family receive all available military benefits. Classes are forming now. Discover a true military-friendly community at the University of Mary at online.umary.edu/military services.
Minnesota has been under a state of emergency for 7 months, but the tens of thousands of COVID deaths that were predicted didn't happen. And only 6% of hospitalizations in Minnesota are now due to COVID. It is time to end one-man rule and get Minnesotans back to work and our kids back to school. Brought to you by the Center of the American Experiment.
Help us kick off the holiday driving season Friday, November 20th at Cashwise, 43rd Avenue Northeast, North Bismarck. Stop in for special deals, including saving 15 cents per gallon on unleaded 88. Your safe, economical fuel choice. Unleaded 88 is a high-performance fuel that is safe for all 2001 and newer vehicles. Other deals include a Works car wash for only $2 and a chance to win gift cards. Kick off the holiday driving season. Stop at Cashwise, 43rd Avenue North Bismarck, November 20th, and save 15 cents per gallon on unleaded 88.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auctioneers. The secret to Pfeiffer's highly successful equipment and land auctions? Simple. We are marketers, merchandisers, and auctioneers. Pfeiffer's notable international marketing strategy gets results. Our team does it better than anyone. We will clean, prepare, and stage your equipment and implement our strategic internet and digital marketing program. If you are interested in selling your land or equipment, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 and view all auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Oh, this is What's on Your Mind, Thursday edition, 12th of November. We're heading into the second weekend of deer camp. North Dakota and Minnesota, anyway. South Dakota, we're going to be...
You're not going to play the Youpers or whatever.
No, 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 we're not doing that. But it's weird. North Dakota and Minnesota started last weekend.
Yep.
And South Dakota doesn't start. Our firearm season is a week from this Saturday. So way late, week before Thanksgiving.
I'm going to just put this out there to the listeners. I am buying deer sausage. So Hit me up on any of my social media, Mega Man 101 on Parler, Java 101, I believe, on Twitter, and just Leon on Facebook. Hit me up. I am buying all the venison I can, so.
Well, nice to know.
Get at me, bro.
Somebody's
back
a truckload up to your place now.
I'm good. I'm good, man.
Really? Really?
I'm good with that.
I got $1 million worth right here, Leon. You got the checkbook.
I got to tell you guys a great quick story before we get to Jim the Flagpole guy.
Right.
Speaking of venison, years ago, back in the probably late 90s, Eddie Money came to Fargo to play at a venue called Playmakers. They used to have a thing called the Pavilion at Playmakers. And we were on the radio with him that day, and he said, you know, loyal, love venison, love venison, deer hunting season. It was right during the deer weekend opener or whatever. He said, anybody bring me some venison, you get in the show for free.
I was like,
Ed, you don't realize where you are, man. You're going to give away every ticket. We ended up with like seven coolers, big coolers of venison, which was, to his credit, he donated all of it to the food shelf, to the food pantry, everybody that brought it got in for free. And he's like, bring me some venison, then we'll get you a free ticket. I'm like,
a man of his word, that's cool.
Yep, he was. It was funny. He had no idea what he was unleashing, though.
1-800-228-0550 if you got venison to sell. Anyway.
Good luck with that, by the way. I was going to say, we don't do all this work to go through all that pain to sell it to you. You're going to have to come out with me and get your own.
Yep. So I met this awesome dude at the rally over the weekend in Bismarck. And I hear him all the time on the radio. The guy's got passion in spades when it comes to the flag. So I want to welcome Jim, the flagpole guy, to the What's On Your Mind airwaves. How you doing, man?
Hey, Kevin, great story. And Leon, so great to meet you the other day and to watch you perform right out of the gate. You know, that was pretty cool. I was kind of standing near that family there before it all kind of started, and the ladies, they're back there screaming. I turned around, man, they're all screaming and stuff. So I just kind of went over to them and I said, do you guys ever hear the name Stalin? I just want to know if you ever heard that name Stalin before, and they like put the sign in my face, and then I felt so bad for they had a small child there. He was maybe 7 years old, and I said, son, all lives matter, buddy, especially yours, and he flipped me off.
It
is insanity, man. Those people, and they were literally hitting people with their signs. They were hitting people.
That'll help. That'll work.
I felt bad for that boy that he's kind of actually introduced to that violent situation that they were projecting on everybody else. And we need to pray for that family.
Hey, think about what Jim just said, though. Think about what he said. He told that little boy, your life matters. He loves that. I mean, he never met the kid before. He loves that the little guy, and he wants him to know that in America, the same flag that he's, you know, running up the pole covers him just like everybody else. And we all love you. And he gets the indoctrination of, you know, that is unreal.
He's planning a college career at Berkeley.
So, yep. I can see that. All right, I'm gonna sit back. Jim, what message do you have to the good folks in North Dakota? And, we're in, Wisconsin and, well, not Wisconsin, but parts of Minnesota.
Yeah, Andy Flagpole guy goes everywhere.
We're on the iHeart app. We're in 50 states and a bunch of Canadian provinces.
Hey, Jim, are you, I know you guys go late in the season. How is frost affecting your flagpole installations now? Are you guys starting to dial it down? Are you still good?
We just got in. First of all, I worked every day this summer. For everybody's wondering where I'm at, I worked every day except one day this summer. Actually, and it was because of a family function. My fifth year anniversary, my wife and I were on the couch doing book work. And we did go out to supper that night, and it was nice. And then I worked on 4th of July. But yesterday was our last scheduled install abroad. And it felt really good to come home at 9 o'clock and park the truck in there and go home and know that I get to at least wake up in my own bed more. But we are planning trips around North Dakota, and we're going to do service calls, and we want to make service less expensive thing than having a disaster at the end, you know, because we have to go because the flag fell on the ground. But if I have quick time, I want to talk about, you know, who said it. There's, you know, different people have said it, but history shows that both those who do not learn history, those are doomed to repeat it, right?
Mm-hmm,
and then
yeah.
I've been infatuated with my family and my family name, and you can find this in the Library of Congress dated August 31st, January 26, 1900, the Swarthout Chronicles. And you can trace us all the way back into the Netherlands when the colonists were coming over and they were trading tobacco. And there was a Thomas Swartwout, was my ancestor of the 19th. He was one of the 19th courageous representatives of the settlers of New Netherland who in convention in City Hall in New Amsterdam on December 11, 1653, dared to remonstrate against the continuance of the
The apple didn't fall too far from that tree.
Yeah, we may have to talk to you a little bit later about that. That is phenomenal. We'll be right back.
Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too, home to great family fun and great wellness products. The Hot Springs Spas, the saunas. We don't talk enough about the game tables because that's a lot of family time. That's a lot of laughs. That's a lot of great competition. Vince Webker's here from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. What do you got on the floor?
We got a little bit of everything from Olhausen Brunswick billiard tables, shuffleboard tables, table tennis, air hockey, bubble hockey, and foosball. And again, when you look at the year 2020, what else are we going to do but hang out in our home and have some great times together playing these wonderful games made by Olhausen and Brunswick? And the good news is we know it's going to be a busy fall and busy winter, and we have stocked up in those products, and we're excited to get them into your home and make your basement more beautiful and funner than ever.
Vince, thank you. Vince Webker, Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2, Bismarck, West Fargo, and Grand Forks 2, online at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252.
800-296-1252, 800-296-1252, 800-296-1252.